Hey, this is Sherry Shepherd. You're listening to Wasted Time with Tom E. and Jesse.
It's not over. It's just starting. Wasted Time.
It's not even begun to be over.
That's right. Wasted Time with Tom E. and Jesse.
That's right.
The end is just the beginning, and the beginning isn't even started yet.
And Brian McFadden.
Right.
He's the fifth Beatle, or as I like to call him, our third shot.
I'm the Pete Best. I'm the Stuart Sutcliffe of this group. I'll probably die by the third episode. And be a footnote to history.
I'm hoping that we've gotten some of the kinks out on this one, as far as at least the delay. Apparently,
I wouldn't count on it.
We're missing we'll one more piece of equipment to where Jesse will be fully on board, and it will sound like he's actually in here with us.
Yes, we need a replacement for Jesse. That's the one piece of equipment we need. we're waiting to get that. And once that's in, this show is going to be freaking flying.
Jesse, as you know, if you listen to the first episode, which hasn't been released yet, but you don't know that.
No. It's only been released on vinyl. It was released on vinyl. That's the first episode of the show. Will be released on 8-track and vinyl, and 8mm.
Well, it's coming back.
Yeah.
Jesse moved away. So we had to take a 2-year hiatus.
That's the story we're telling people.
And, you know, to pursue our solo careers.
Jesse's in Joliet prison right now, but we're telling people that he moved. Right?
But he moved, and
he's under house arrest in Des Moines, Iowa.
He moved against his will.
Finally, I'm good behavior now, so they're letting me talk to people.
And they're letting you drink.
And they're letting you drink. That's the awesome part.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Jesse's drinking way more since he's been incarcerated than when he was out. It's the weirdest thing.
It's true.
Yeah.
They got the good stuff in here.
That's quite impressive, which means you obviously have had good behavior.
Right.
That's
very good. He trucks the
I'm
stuff
a good
in.
Boy.
Yeah.
That's fucking
sometimes. Good.
So what the deal is Jesse's in Sacramento, California.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing this. We brought Wasted Time back via FaceTime.
Yep. Doing big things.
And there's still glitches, but
it's amazing technology.
That's right. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Soon I'm going to be a hologram.
Yeah.
This is more like a jury deposition than a podcast. It really is.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Put your hand on Mein Kampf and swear.
Yeah. Put your hand on your beer.
Put your hand on the bartender's guide to good living and swear to the truth. Here.
That's great because he actually sees nothing.
Oh yeah, you can't see anything. Right?
Wall.
Can you see anything?
At least
I got a little bit.
There you go.
Hey, there you are. Heyo.
This is the worst angle possible. You know what I mean?
I know. Like neither one of us are in the camera.
By the way, the Titanic had fewer technical glitches than this. who's your technical advisor? The Hindenburg?
It's that iceberg over there.
Exactly. This show is going to go down faster than the Andrea Doria. Anyway, who's my ex-girlfriend, by the way?
How do I not? Really? Your ex-girlfriend was a boat?
Yeah. Well, hey, you take what you can get.
That's
right?
Amazing.
I was drinking back then. I didn't notice. She was heavy.
Brian is an equal opportunity dater. He'll date boats,
kayaks. You know, come on. Hey. What? Don't fat shame people, even if they're, you know.
Everybody needs loving.
Yeah.
Everybody needs love.
So how's it going out there, Jesse? What are you doing? Now you're sucking on some kind of, I don't know what, a hookah? Is that a hookah?
It's probably the same thing I got going on over here, this thing.
Yeah.
Is this it?
Basically. Oh, yeah, same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
So what flavor are you going with?
Dynamite.
What the hell is that? Oh, you got weed in yours, though. Mine's just fucking bullshit.
That's right.
Mine is just fucking watermelon.
That's awesome.
That's great. That's great. Once they start coming out with special names, that ain't fucking...
For those of you who don't know what's going on, because they're not explaining it, but you guys are drinking.
All right, well, what we're talking about are our vape pens.
Right.
Or to quit smoking. I've been smoking on this.
Right.
Which we should make... who makes your pen? Mine's like an Optimus or something. We should agree on one and make them our unofficial sponsor like we made James.
I like it. I like it. We should do that.
So Jesse prefers lymphoma flavor, and and Tommy is Hodgkin's.
You want to try?
Hodgkin's. No, we're good.
You ever smoked a hookah?
No, yes, I have.
Well,
yes,
that's what
all the cool kids are doing.
I believe you.
It tastes like watermelon.
All right.
Like you hit this button like that, and you just...
Okay.
Fear pressure.
Brian McFadden, everybody, taking a hit off the...
Do I have to rub this on?
You know, if you think I have AIDS or something.
He does.
Wow. Holy shit.
But doesn't it taste like watermelon?
Jesus Christ, this is like sucking on... This is like inhaling Jamba Juice. This is unbelievable. This is fantastic. This is the greatest thing ever. You have no idea.
I have bubblegum flavor.
Oh, my God. There's a whole bunch of crazy flavors. Well, what... Oh, this is to quit smoking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck with that.
I mean,
it doesn't really stop you. It just makes you smoke something else.
Yeah,
that's all.
It's like watermelon flavored crack.
Smoke less cigarettes when I'm smoking this. Like
I don't believe you.
Now at home, I don't smoke at all at home anymore. Right. It's only when I come into the comic strip.
Yeah, you need that.
I'm like, oh my God, I need some kind of nicotine.
Something to get you. Like, well, what's wrong with coffee? See, I don't.
I never did coffee. I don't like
really,
coffee.
You're not a coffee guy.
No, I hate it. Jesse, you a coffee guy?
I need at least a couple cups of coffee in the morning.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, I can't do it, man. Yeah.
This is unbelievable. I've never seen two like addictive personalities. You're both sucking on hookahs and vaporizers and freaking liquor, getting liquored up. It's unbelievable. And pot. It's unbelievable, this show.
Hey, you got to have your vice, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna do a shot real
he's
quick.
He's going to do a
Jesse's
shot really
apparently
quick.
Not out of, he's out of shots.
I'm out of Jameson today. And shitting tequila.
Yeah. So all of you Wasted Time fans out there that have been writing in, calling.
Damn. Exactly. Jesse can't hear sound effects,
no,
by the way.
Hear. Oh, he can't.
That's one of the glitches we have. Jesse can't hear us. He can't.
I won't be reacting.
Just
sound
so
effect.
You know, he really can hardly hear us.
Right, he's lucky.
So even
by the
though,
way.
Yeah, even though you're talking
I wish
in
I
the mic,
hear us, right?
He's listening through this.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
It's horrible. We're waiting for the piece of equipment to come in.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
Exactly.
We really
his
are.
Name is.
We're getting there. We're getting there.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm telling you, that's our only thing. He got the microphone, which
you have a studio.
Yes.
We're replacing it with D.F. Sweetler. D.F. Sweetler is taking your place.
D.F., good old D.F.
He's still here, too. I guarantee you he wouldn't come
he's
in
lurking
here if
around.
You asked him.
D.F. is...
Get D.F. on here.
He's like the Phantom of the Paradise. He lurks around. Nobody knows where he goes. I don't know where he's...
You see him sitting right over there?
He is. He's.
Look,
he's
let's see if he comes in here. Watch this.
He's actually Kaiser Soze. That's what I'm considering. He oversees a massive crime syndicate, and he just, like, is the most docile. Like, everyone think, oh, he just teaches comedy there. He, like, deals
he's
heroin.
Out.
He's the number one heroin trafficker on the West Coast. That's what they say.
He's getting ready to run out of here. He did his set already.
He did his set.
He did his late night spot.
Yeah.
So, what's going on there at the club tonight? What are you guys talking about?
It's a party. It's Richie's birthday.
Oh, Richie's birthday. Hey. How old's Richie?
70. He's 70 years old. And he got the greatest cake. They misspelled his name, Richie Tinker. It was the weirdest thing. But the cake was awesome, and everybody had a good time.
The cake looked cool.
And Angel Salazar went up and did several scenes from Scarface.
Don't forget
the cake. And they reenacted the chainsaw scene from the.
Here's the cake.
I did that.
Yeah.
Can you see?
You
the
can't
cake?
See the cake. I can't even see that.
It's a really white screen.
Oh no, but you can see it, right?
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, I see it.
You see it
That's
says
cool.
Richie Tinker.
Yeah, Richie Tinker.
Angels, Angels on stage. Angel Salazar set up the whole fucking party.
He did.
Wait, really? Know.
Yeah.
That's all. Awesome.
And he bought the cake. So just imagine Angel, hey, it's Chi-Chi, get the Keiko.
Right. exactly.
It's Richie Tinker. Tinker, yeah, Tinker.
Check it out, man. Check it out.
I'm surprised it didn't say check it out.
Check it out. You got to do a cake, man. It's a good cake.
Check it out, man.
It's Richard Tinker birthday.
Check it out, everybody. We're going to have some cake for Richie.
Did you see what they did first?
No, I didn't see that.
They brought out a small cake.
Okay.
It said, happy birthday, Al Martin.
Ah, ladies and hello. Hello.
Owner of Broadway
exactly.
Comedy Club, which
so
that's
what's going
where the
on
hilarious
over there? So,
joke comes
so,
in.
So for all of the Waste of Time fans out there.
I'm going to get Angel here.
Yeah.
Hey, you think you guys can handle this on your own for a second? I'm going to go grab Angel Salazar.
Yeah, get him on the show.
Bring him in here.
Yeah, we'll vamp for
before he's fucking...
Good luck getting him in here. I don't know how you're going to limbo out of here.
I know. It might get kinky for a second. Right, please don't mind.
There you go.
Yeah. How about I use this
mic? We're adjusting.
Does this mic even work?
Does this mic work? Can you hear me? Can Jesse hear me? No, he can't.
He can't hear you anyway, but can you hear yourself?
I can hear myself, yeah.
Okay, so as long as you hear that.
Look,
can I hear him?
Oh, you can hear me right now, Jesse?
I can hear you a little bit.
All right. Oh, you can't hear me through the microphone. All right. We're live. Now that I'm the only one here in the booth, I just stopped by to pick up like some luggage tags here at the club.
And, because sucked in.
And all of a sudden, I'm hosting a show. That's the way things work here in show business, right? I'm hosting my own show. Absolutely. I came in because I left a set of keys here, and now I have my own syndicated radio show.
Right? What? This? What?
Show business.
Open it?
That's how it works.
Oh, DF Sweetler, ladies and gentlemen.
The one and only.
And the DF stands for damn funny. Is that right? That's the rumor. That's the rumor that we...
Ah, DF Sweetler!
DF, is that the truth? You can sit there. That's fine.
Okay.
DF, now you're... Now, the rumor, what is the DF stand for? I'm filling in. I'm vamping. Okay, what does the DF stand for? Talking to the mic.
Okay, well,
we think it's damn funny. That's the rumor.
We don't tell anybody, but the important thing to know is that I don't have a middle name.
You couldn't afford it?
I only have an initial.
Did you grow up in the projects? Your parents?
Like Harry S. Truman.
Okay.
Right?
Is this an Ellis Island issue?
Everybody thought that... Are you going to do a funny one?
Sorry, my bad. I'm so used to this. You're right. Go ahead. You're absolutely right. We do want to know.
Harry S. Truman.
Yes.
Everybody thought the S was Sam.
Okay.
But it wasn't. It was just S.
Oh.
So the DF Sweetler is just...
DF.
Yeah, it's just DF.
So your parents... Yeah. They just had two periods and two consonants.
They named me after somebody, but they didn't like the name.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And do you know who this person is that they named you after?
No, I do not.
So this is a family secret in the Sweetler family?
Yes.
And no one has ever revealed this?
No, they probably know, but I don't know.
So they kept you in the dark, is that it?
They never told you your name.
I don't. You know what? I don't think I ever asked.
Really?
I don't think so.
This sounds like an intriguing mystery story. Like, you know what I mean? There's some backstory here that no one's ever gotten to the bottom of. Like, D.F. Sweetler, his name is two consonants and two periods, and then they don't know where it came from or what. And what's the derivation of Sweetler? What's the story there? Oh, no, here it comes.
I know you don't meet too many of them, right?
Yes. So you don't know where your first name came from or your last
name.
Did you fall off a trek or something? Is that basically you just showed up somewhere? There's no backstory? Do you have fingerprints? Let me see this.
You know what, Mr. Yeah. McFadden? It's not that important. No, it doesn't matter.
Okay. All right.
Did you motorcycle here, by the way?
No, I rode a bike.
Oh, okay.
I'm an avid biker now.
Really?
Yes.
Are you?
It's very safe.
Head speed? Are you racing?
Yes, especially.
That's the safest helmet I've ever seen.
It's absolutely. I look like every autistic child you went to. Exactly.
As soon as you walk there, I went, come on,
you
bus.
Thought he's going to swallow his tongue in the corner. Who is that guy rocking back and forth in the corner?
Isn't there a more fashionable.
There is no such thing as a fashionable bicycle helmet, no. DF. There's no. No. Have you ever looked at someone and said, I want to fuck that guy? Like. No, I mean anyone.
I don't think
anyone
I've ever said that in general.
I don't know about that, but anyway, here's the point. No, no one. There's nothing in all of the fashion industry that has received less attention to sexy detail than the bicycle helmets. Okay. No one has ever sat down. Right. I don't know why that is. Every bicycle helmet that you look at, it's horrific looking.
Isn't the motor? Can't you use a motorcycle helmet? Isn't that?
Well, no, those things go over your head and no one sees you.
Yeah, but they're hipper.
It's overkill. It's overkill, DF.
Well, it's overkill for the bicycle.
But not all of us have your chiseled features, though, DF.
People would think you had a motorcycle.
Right?
Then you would get some bangs.
I understand. That probably would be... But it would look somewhat incongruous to have a giant, like, astronaut suit on while you're riding a Schwinn, okay? That would kind of look like... You know what I mean? That would look really sad. Why is that guy wearing that enormous motorcycle helmet and he's on a tricycle, okay?
Do people still have Schwinns?
I don't know. No, that was a good reference, though. I thought it was.
How about Huffy?
DF, in case you don't know, this is how comedy works. You throw a good reference in with one syllable. I don't know if
you. What about Huffy?
Huffy was a good reference. Right. Absolutely, two syllables, but not as good as Schwinn. Schwinn
Huffy
had
was
the.
Another one,
you need
right?
If you need a CK reference, which I didn't have, like a K sound, which is always funny. A K sound.
Right.
We're discussing the mechanics of comedy for all the young hipsters out there, because DF runs a class here.
Yes, I do.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell us about the class. How's it going?
About the class. Meets here on Monday nights.
Some of the names that have gotten out of it, maybe you've known George Carlin, I believe, was not in it.
No. Right?
He's not in it.
Lenny Bruce was nowhere to be found in the class?
No.
Right.
I'm trying to. But you know what? There are people who.
Graduate.
Joe Mackey.
Oh, Joe Mackey, yes.
Serious?
The very funny Joe Mackey. Very funny. Yeah. A graduate of the D.F. Swidler School of Comedy.
Lynn Coplitz,
ladies and gentlemen.
Coplitz,
very funny.
Do you know who Rob Riggle is?
Yes, of course.
Yes, he took the class.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, a lot of people.
So there's a lot of alumni out there, a lot of very, very famous people that you might not have even realized got their start and glommed off of the comedy wisdom of D.F. Swidler. No idea what the DF stands for. right? But all these people are seeking out. We're trying to figure it out. But DF taught all these people. Rob Riggle. Awesome. That's
Kyle
awesome.
Dunnigan.
Oh, Kyle Dunnigan. Kyle? Very funny. Yeah. Yes, of course.
Yeah,
all
people.
Us Irish comics, we know each other.
Yes. A lot of people. Who's this?
This is the former host of the show that I think I got demoted. And I got...
Yeah, Tommy, yeah.
Over there?
I'll go over there.
Okay.
All right, Jesse, has it been interesting?
It's been, DF has been name-dropping. DF has been shamelessly name-dropping,
yes.
Right, at our request.
I like it, though. Yeah, who else? Would I miss? Anything good?
Mort Saul, supposedly, got his...
Jesse, are you drinking and smoking?
A little bit of both.
That's why they call it wasted time.
It's
It is called wasted time.
Yeah.
Look at this. What are you drinking a beer?
Yeah. There's also a needle in his arm. If you haven't noticed, DF, there's a needle protruding from his arm as well.
He's busy.
Crack pipe to his left.
Yeah,
right.
Look at this.
Hey, I gotta get crazy. I gotta get ready.
He's taking one for the team. This is show business. He's doing what he has.
Oh, you can hear him.
I can hear him. Okay. I can't see him.
Oh, you gotta put headphones on, DF.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Where are they?
Hand
those to DF.
Oh, he didn't have headphones the whole time.
Headphones on the whole time.
Oh, there we go.
Now you can hear.
I don't. Did Jesse say anything?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
There you go.
There you are.
Did you say anything in the last 20 minutes?
He did. He has.
Yeah. Oh, he did.
Yes.
Did it seem
like makes sense?
Did
now.
It seem like I was being like really rude and talking right over?
No. He's the Ed McMahon of.
Too much.
He's such a good sidekick. He really knows his role.
You seem to lose the whole repeating thing, though. Remember that? Be like, hey, what's going on?
I'll bring it back.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, God. that was annoying. Oh, my God.
I'm not sure what maybe I wasn't privy to this one, but.
Really? When Jesse used to be like, no matter what you would say, you'd be hey, man, what's going on? He'd be like, what's going on?
But there was another phrase he used all the time.
I don't know. Let's
Jesse, what was
going on? I had a few.
What was the one that I was going to hit you? What was
One
that hit me a lot.
Oh my!
Shit! I don't know.
We can't have dead air in a podcast.
Oh, you don't know?
That's it.
That's it. You don't know.
So you don't know.
Right? You don't know.
So you don't know.
Now.
Sound
effect.
You love
that one, dude.
I hate those things.
Really? How do you not like sound effects?
No, sometimes I like them, but you know.
Is he doing sound effects again?
Yeah, yeah. He's doing it again. He loves it.
Did he start the car and drive away yet?
Oh, I'll do that right now.
Now, Tom, you missed out. You missed out. DF was filling us in on the number of people who have graduated from his class and some very, very cool alumni.
Yes.
Lynn Coplitz, Rob Riggle, Kyle Dunnigan, Joe Mackey. Some really, really really skilled comedians. I know, Tom. Tom has been checked out for the last.
I want to hear the Eddie Murphy story when you were.
What?
He knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, good. I want to hear it. I haven't
heard it. DF?
He loves it. Tom loves his story, but it's really not that much of a story, but I'll tell you anyway.
It's a one-liner that went amazingly well.
Yes. It was when I was starting out, so it was a bit ago, and we were on Long Island. I was working at a club on Long Island, and Eddie was just starting out, and... You know, I'm up on the stage and I'm trying to be clever and, you know, whatever. And I'm getting a few laughs, but nothing big. Eddie comes
what
up.
What club was this?
Eastside Comedy Club.
Eastside Comedy.
Oh, there was a club.
Yeah, Huntington.
I thought it was just a gig out like in a private gig in Long Island.
No. This was at a at the time. This was like
East Side was a huge
club out there, big deal. So anyway, I'm doing my stuff and I'm doing okay, but it's a little tough. And then anyway, I walk off and Eddie's comes up next, and the first thing he says is, "Hey DF, you fought up here?"
That brings
down the house.
That's fantastic.
And I looked and I went, all right, clearly I'm not doing the right thing up here because that's what gets the laughs.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
Jokes.
Story
Yo,
of
man.
The year.
Yo, DF, man. Did you fart up here, man?
DF's worked with all of them, too. Like everybody who you've seen come through here.
Yes, I'm trying to. Well, Jerry, obviously, and Chris, and
yeah. How long you been doing comedy?
I've been doing comedy since the club opened.
Oh, damn,
39 years.
Not this club.
The original.
Before this club opened.
The Kit Kat Club.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Before this.
Exactly.
Before this place opened. Mm-hmm.
He started at the Concord Hotel already.
You know how much money he's seen go through here?
Unbelievable.
Adam Sandler, Jerry Seinfeld, Chris Rock, Eddie Murphy. Billions of dollars.
Billions.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Many people who did nothing for me after they left.
Now, a lot of people don't know that there were so many clubs on Long Island at one time that you could work just on Long Island.
Yep.
Really?
There was Eastside Chuckles. There was Brokerage, Governors. There's still Brokerage and Governors.
Yep.
There was clubs in the Hamptons. There was like East End Comedy and
Quag.
There was a Laughs Comedy Club in Quag. There was a place called Boomers. There was another place in Port Jefferson. I'm trying to remember. Oh, the McGuire's is still there.
Still there.
And I'm trying to remember, like, Jimmy's Comedy Alley, which wasn't technically in Long Island, but it was in Queens, Jimmy's Comedy Alley.
Was that
you remember
Long Island City? No.
Long Island City. Yeah.
Former bowling alley.
Yes, as most of the places were. There was a club that was... I think it was a bowling alley. There was another club out there that...
Oh, the Rainy Night House.
No, I didn't work there.
That was... Queens.
Oh, okay.
That was in Queens. Rainy Night House.
There was this club out there that was a disco or something, and then it did comedy, and they decided to do comedy on the weekends for like a brief period. Okay, do you even need me here for this? Why are trouble having getting guests on here, Tommy? Like, because basically Tommy just plays sound effects like he's doing a video game. Okay. Anyway,
what happened to all those comedy clubs, though? Why aren't they there anymore?
I don't know. DF closed them all, right?
DF closed.
It just got oversaturated.
Yes, it got oversaturated.
You know, I mean,
there was a rock club, and it became a comedy club. And I remember there was a bouncer who worked there when it was a rock club, and the guy, the MC, I forget who the MC was. But the MC would go up and after, I got there the second week that the club opened, and there was a bouncer, and he comes up to me, he goes, you know, when this freaking guy, the MC, was, with the first week I was here, I thought this guy was a freaking genius. And now I realize it's a scam. He's doing the same jokes every night. Right? It was the funniest thing. I go, yeah, it's a scam. He's like, I can't freaking believe it. Wait till these people catch on. He's like, does the freaking same jokes. Every freaking night.
It's a scam.
It's a freaking scam. I was like, wow.
And yet JJ gets booked everywhere.
Wait. Look, wow.
Hello.
Wait, that's our podcast tomorrow, Cheap Shots Hour.
Yes.
Look at Angel and Seamus outside the window here, like some shady chichi. Like.
Why don't you introduce someone else? I don't have to. I'm not doing the whole show here. What about Angel? You know what I mean?
You're our fifth Beatle, man.
You're our guy, Brian.
Stu Sutcliffe. I like to prefer, not Pete Best, I'm the Stuart Sutcliffe.
I mean, don't get me wrong, but does it sound like Brian's trying to weasel his way out of being our third shot?
You don't want to be the Stu Sutcliffe.
No, I don't want to be the Pete Best.
Who the fuck is Stu fucking Sutcliffe?
Stu Sutcliffe was a friend of John Lennon's who actually couldn't play an instrument.
Couldn't play an instrument.
And John Lennon wanted him to hang out, and he hung out with the Beatles, and he was like in the band, but not technically. He wasn't really supposed to be there.
Yeah, but you carried
the
whole show.
And then he died.
Oh, well. Brian carries the whole show.
Of a brain tumor.
Yes. And his girlfriend at the time created the Beetle haircuts.
Yeah, Beetle haircuts, which a lot of people don't know. What was her name, DF?
Astrid.
Astrid, yes, that's right. Astrid Sweetler, actually.
There he is.
There it is.
Angela Salazar.
That's where his name comes from.
Everybody.
You want me to? All right. We got to surrender, so.
I'm going to switch out DF.
We'll switch out.
Are you guys done?
Goodbye, Jesse.
Goodbye, DF.
No, we got Angela. Chi-Chi.
I'll try.
Chi-Chi from Scarface.
That's right. Chi-Chi from Scarface is here.
Damn!
Check it out.
The egg thing. I wish I had the sound. Wow.
In your face, sucker!
It was awesome, DF.
Yeah, DF, you're amazing. I can't believe you actually came in time.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Angel Salazar.
We have comedy legend Angel Salazar is here.
Yeah. Listen, Brad McFadden never showed up. What happened?
What's that?
Brad McFadden.
I'm right here.
He
I just
wanna,
showed up here.
He didn't want to follow the birthday cake.
I couldn't follow the birthday cake.
Brian,
Jesus
that's you.
I know.
You look different.
I know. Damn, I've been lifting.
You remember Jesse on the computer there?
Jesse.
Jesse's in California.
Was he the one that did the show with that downstairs?
In the basement. Yeah.
Downstairs.
It's wasted time.
That night, who fell down on the floor?
That was him.
Jesse. Jesse.
Nice
Jesse,
to be remembered.
The Christmas party.
The Christmas party.
Yeah, it was. It was the Christmas party 2 years ago. Angel was our guest, and Jesse kept falling over.
No, and Jesse fell down.
You want to do a shot, Angel? Jameson?
Oh, no, that was... No, last time that fucked Jesse up. No.
that's fantastic.
You don't want to do one? Are you sure?
No. The Irish guy will do it for me.
I'm going to do it with him.
This is fantastic.
Yeah. Hey, Jesse.
Yeah, buddy.
So last time I'm doing the show with you guys downstairs in the basement, and I did a joke, and suddenly you fell down on the floor. And I go, Dan, Tommy, he fell down. Is my joke that funny? He said, no, the Jameson it is.
Jameson
was killing.
I had a little much to drink that night. Yeah. It was a little crazy.
So what are you doing in California?
I'm just living out here, working, just checking it out.
Really?
See how California is.
Oh, cool, man. We had a great show tonight. We celebrated Richie Tinkin's 70th birthday.
70. Comedy legend.
Yeah.
Club owner.
It was
mogul,
fun. Yeah.
Richie Tinkin.
Yeah. And
What'd you guys do for it?
I brought a cake. I brought a cake with a photo of the comic strip. We took pictures. And I wanted to do a line of Yayo before I went out. But...
He ended up doing a case of Jaeger.
But
so.
I went to but the Irish guy, well, he was empty. He had nothing. So so
wow.
But Brian McFadden, you're supposed to be in the show tonight.
Yeah, but I got here and it was like a chaos. There was like it was like an orgy in there, right? Exactly. I don't know what the hell that is.
Who's doing the funny? Who's doing this funny sound? You are?
Do it.
Really?
Do it.
Do it.
How long was your set? You went up after the party.
I went after the birthday cake.
Did the cake delivery, and then he did the big Richie Tinker birthday party.
Yes, he did the tribute.
Yeah. And then I did my set for
2 hours?
No, 20 minutes. Usually 2 hours, but... Yeah. Usually I get naked in my show, right. But not for $25.
Not for $25.
No. Damn.
Right. For 30, you'll get naked. For 30 bucks.
30 bucks.
It's got to be $30.
30 bucks.
Got to be $30 minimum, right? That's what I charge.
You get the parrot underwear.
Exactly.
Really get your cockatoo underwear.
Yeah, right?
Cockatoo.
So, Angel, where are you performing? What are you plugging? Where are you going to be?
Thank God.
You're in Atlantic City. I last time I saw you, I think we worked together in Atlantic City, or you were there the week after I was there.
I think the Bogota?
Something like that. Yes. Tropicana, I think.
Okay.
Last time, but I don't know.
I'm on the Tropicana now. Richard Minervini is booking the Bogota now.
Yes.
Now, I think it was the week after me or the week before.
Yeah, something like that.
And also, we both did a club. We both did a club together.
Mm-hmm.
A club together in a place called Bananas in
Poughkeepsie or
Minneapolis.
Oh, Indiana, no, not Minneapolis.
Indiana, next to Kentucky.
Oh, next to Kentucky?
Go Bananas.
Wyoming.
Go
I don't know.
Bananas.
Where is that?
That's Go Bananas.
I didn't do that one.
Go Bananas.
No, that was somebody who looked like me. Somebody doing my act.
Don't
probably doing it better than me.
Wait a minute. Hey, that's my co-host. Come here, honey. That's my co-host from my radio show. I got a radio show on Friday.
We have the world's smallest sound booth here. Honey, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Can we?
There's more people. I don't know.
Who's this?
This is Christy Miller, comedian.
How are you?
Jesse's on FaceTime over there.
Oh, nice. Hi, Jess.
Yes, this show is going out overseas to 47 countries.
That's right. We're doing big.
Is that all the countries?
They can't hear.
I think there's more. We get to them all.
We're the number one. We're the number four show in Guam right now.
That's
we just
right.
got the yeah
I'm
in
so
Guam.
Jealous.
Right. It's the Philippines. We're actually number 58. We're number 58 in the Philippines, and we're number one in Levittown. So don't ask me why. We're number one in Levittown, number 48 in the Philippines. Anyway.
It's so international.
Well, that's what we try to do. We try to get to everybody.
Wow.
It's called Wasted Time.
Yes.
And so that's... that's...
Okay, stop that.
That's this. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Oh, it's me.
So where are you going to be? Wait, we have to get Angel to... where are you going to be, Angel? Where are you going to be performing?
Okay, mira. Tomorrow from 3 to 5, I got...
3 to 5?
In the afternoon.
In your apartment?
I got a...
Yes,
we got our own
bathroom.
Show. We got our own show at a... you tell them.
Okay. Every Friday from 3 to 5 p.m., we have a show on www.radiosherry.com.
Damn!
And... Oh my God!
It's wasted time.
Obviously,
we're drunk. Nothing makes any sense.
It's a new software that came out. A lot of the terrestrial stations are going with the software. So
that's awesome.
With the plugs.
Yeah. That sounds really interesting.
That's Friday night.
Seriously.
And Saturday. Yeah. Saturday night we're doing a show in the Bronx.
Okay, in the Bronx.
Evo Lounge.
Evo Lounge. Okay. There you go. That's an appropriate sound effect for the Bronx. Thank you for the racially tinged sound effect from the Bronx.
I'm just saying, that's how fun it's going to be.
That's exactly right. Thank you for pointing out that the Bronx screams police activity. Okay, thank you.
It screams police activity, but it talks very loud about it.
Yeah, right, exactly. And then, so you're going to be at both Friday and Saturday?
No, Friday is a radio show.
Okay.
3 to 5, and Saturday is at Evo Lounge.
Evo Lounge.
What time is that show at? There's no time. Did Anthony Ramos do those flyers? Because there's not a time stamped
on
the flyer.
So, Jesse, what's going on, man?
It's an 8 o'clock show, Latino time, 11.
Tuesday.
Latino time, 11. Right.
Dominican
time 2 days later.
Yeah,
right?
Latino time, and the kitchen closes.
And by the time this podcast
come
is posted...
If you're Dominican, come by 2 days later, okay?
The show will be over by the time this podcast
this is
up.
This is a rough crowd. Christy might be too clean for them.
No, I think she's got it. She's got it. How many people on the show?
Three. Me, her, and a comedian named Imagine.
Imagine?
Yes.
Yeah, Imagine.
Really?
The reason you should imagine, because of course the jokes are not funny, you can
imagine. You can imagine. Hello. So imagine that they're funny.
Goal! Oh, wow.
Who's that?
I have nothing to do with it.
Hey, I think that guy's at the show tomorrow.
Yo, Christy, how come we don't have the special sound on our show?
Because we're poor, and we're Mexican.
Splurge.
99 cents.
Really?
We got a chicken.
99 cents, you can afford that.
We're going to get that.
I'm going to splurge $3 and get three of those.
Oh, well.
We have to learn that, right?
I'm highfalutin, you know.
We got it all.
Live tonight on a radio show.
On a radio show.
The Gigi Hour. Jokes that are not funny.
We got the yayo, but we don't got the funny.
Jokes that aren't funny.
We got the best impressionist of all time.
That's right. He's called the Three Salazars.
Hey, Jesse, when you listen to this podcast, you're going to laugh your ass off with these sound
effects. We got a bunch of fucking sound effects.
I like that Jesse's just high as a freaking kite back there, and he's not even saying nothing.
Jesse fell down.
What's going on, buddy?
Nobody.
Angel did our podcast 2 years ago, before we went on our hiatus to pursue our solo careers.
Right.
Which also failed.
And that 2-year-old episode will be airing sometime getting on the air this week.
It's going on. Fuck it. I'm releasing it tomorrow.
God damn it.
Dun, dun, dun. Should Friday
be our day of releasing podcasts, Jesse?
It's coming out on cassette this week.
Yeah, and reel to reel.
A-track?
I'm down.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing it back.
Right. Laser disc in 2 weeks.
You know what? If you shut that door, it'll get a lot colder in here.
Yeah, probably. You can't shut the door. My heart. There's a bag in the way. I can't do it.
It's my bag.
What?
Oh. Hey, Brian.
It's my dignity and self-respect.
Let me see. Fresh my memory. One of your jokes that you do is about in the subway, people, we used to anything. Somebody getting stabbed, you walk it. You say you walk it.
I don't know. What I do?
You have a joke about stabbing people?
No, somebody gets stabbed in the subway.
That no matter what, in New York, we deal with violence.
We don't even notice.
We don't even notice. What was the joke?
Go ahead.
I told the same joke that you do in your act. I took it from you, but...
Yeah. Like this is news to me, Angel, right?
Robin Williams.
So I took your joke. Can you tell me exactly how it goes?
Can you get the wording? Because I haven't been getting the laugh I should be getting.
I will take all the jokes.
Yeah, let me get right on that, Angel.
It didn't work in Cleveland. I got to hear it again.
Yeah. Listen, just text me.
I got to be in Cleveland.
Text me, and I'll give you the exact wording so you can do my whole act. Okay. That's awesome. Yeah, whatever you need, Angel. You let me know, and I'll fax all of my act to you, and then you can do it. And it'll probably get more laughs than I'm doing.
Hey, we'll hear those gunshots on Saturday night.
In the Bronx. That's the Bronx, baby. Check it out.
Check it out.
Check it out. That's Angel Salazar's show. That's the end.
Ride to the show.
That's your ride home from the show.
That's our limo.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is...
Tommy, we hear the four of us in this room. He's by himself, right? Right now?
He's getting high by himself.
Jesse? Oh, yeah. I don't know. Is anybody else in there?
Jesse's under house arrest.
I'm all alone.
He's under house arrest in Sacramento.
Jesse,
show us your tits.
Show us your Charlie.
Jesse looks like he don't want to share his drugs with anybody.
Well, that's why he's at home.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. That's why he doesn't come in. He does it from home because he doesn't want to share.
Well, it's too high to open the door and come in here.
Yeah, exactly.
One of the two.
Okay.
That's pretty fucked up.
He's really sitting in the other room.
Yeah. He is. He's in a showroom.
He's still.
He lives in he lives in our old studio in the basement.
He does. We keep him penned up in there. We keep him penned up writing jokes.
Chris, do you want to do a shot? Do you drink?
I don't drink.
Oh, you're on the wrong show.
I'm shallow.
Shit.
Yeah. I lift heavy weights.
This shot's pretty heavy.
What is it?
It's going to be Jameson if you want it.
Got Jameson if
I'll
you
try
want
a little.
It.
Okay. Try a little?
Yeah,
you're going to try a little?
Holy shit.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. Look, this must be ground.
This is an exciting show. People drinking on the air.
I'm going to do a shot and cheers to all the people that hate me on stage.
Yeah, fuck all them.
Why do they hate you?
Oh, man.
Hate is going to hate.
Hate is going to
hate. Hate is going to hate, baby.
You
can't let that shit get to you, baby. You got to let that shit roll. You got to let that shit roll off your back, baby.
Do you know that according to some people, Chris is more dirty than Red Fox?
Dirtier than Red Fox? There's no way that's true. There's no fucking way.
But I'm not dirty enough to open for Paul Mooney for 12 years, man.
There's no way you could be fucking dirtier than Red Fox.
Man, you do a better Tony Montana than I'm trying
you fucking humps.
Brian,
let me tell you something, okay?
Brian does a better Angel than Angel does.
No, JJ Ramirez does the best Angel.
Does he really?
Yes. Salud.
He does a good angel.
Right, but Brian, your Tony Montana is good, bro.
Yeah, Joe, we're working on that, okay?
Coño, man. Talk
let
to
me. Let me tell you something, okay?
How was it?
That piece of shit.
He's asking you how your shot was.
I never trust him. I never trust him.
Wow, that is
crazy. Damn, wait a minute.
There, yo, I did it.
Brian.
In honor of my mother.
Whoever said you was one.
Yeah.
Mira.
What?
Check it out.
Yeah. Check it out.
Make a move. Whole room.
I still have.
You got to work with blankets,
I still
lepers.
Have on here when Angel did his our you did a, like a, watch this.
Hey, this is Chuck Nice.
Oh, that's not Angel.
No,
Sounds like him.
Check it out, New York City.
Chuck Nice,
this
Mike.
Is Angel Salazar, oh, famous yeah. movie star from the movie Scarface. Chichi, get the yayo, Scarface. I'm here at Waste of Time with Tom E. and Jesse E. Check it out.
Fantastic. The legendary Angel Salazar, ladies and gentlemen, promoing Waste of Time.
I didn't hear any right? of that.
Oh, it was the promo he did back in our old promo.
And you're at home. You're too far away to hear anything.
Yeah.
I know.
How much?
Charlie Shirt.
How many more months are you incarcerated, Jesse? Now, how many more months are you in house arrest? Show us your ankle bracelet.
It is. You do good things, you get big room.
They gave him a poster last week.
Listen, remember the Cleveland? Hey, you remember the women that were abducted in Cleveland? That's happened to Jesse. He's like, he's abducted by some rich guy.
No, and he's under his mama's house arrest.
Right, his mom has kept him in there. He has to wear leather. He has to walk around the house in denim shorts. Right?
You say that like it's a bad thing.
I'm a big fan.
Well, you don't know Jesse.
You don't know.
Then it's a great thing.
That's right.
No, fantastic. Hey, look at it. It's fantastic.
Jesse went from white to Chinese in one hit. Look at that.
So you know, I love how we get guests in here and then we just talk about Jesse's room.
I know. How many?
Where's the hamburger? Cool room, did that bro. Hamburger get filled up anymore for your savings to come back to New York? He has a hamburger bank.
I get.
That he had on the
your
bed.
Room, dude.
Hey, Chrissy.
All day.
Chrissy, listen.
What?
How come our radio show is supposed to be so up there, upscale, doesn't have this technology, the microphone adjusting sound right here? Right?
This is amazing. Angel is starting to realize that he's being scammed on his own show. This is hilarious.
How come we don't have stands that hold the microphone?
Yeah.
No.
How come we don't have electricity?
No. You know, to adjust that
Angel,
volume, you have to go down.
Angel, are you telling me that your gig is ritz? Is this gig is ritzier than your gig is?
Yes.
That's frightening, right?
It is.
Because I don't know.
So maybe
you
should start recording from here.
Black. Oh, my God.
Let's record
to
from
adjust
here.
The sound system over there? Because you have to go under the table.
I know. We got to, like, go across the street and
you know,
hotwire a car.
Because
we have to go across the street to turn the volume up.
Yeah, and hotwire a car to get the fucking power.
No.
We're actually broadcasting out of a shipping crate here. That Tommy found, and he put some egg cartons on the walls and to insulate.
We're getting ready to make it bigger. We're going 2 feet out.
We're going
that
2 feet
way.
Out.
So we're about to make it bigger. Yeah,
really? We're expanding.
This is a little tight. Obviously.
Check it out.
Check it out.
2 feet longer.
You know your problem, man.
That's half of Angel's size. You
hey JJ, you got 5 minutes? You got 5 minutes?
I can do 10. You give a JJ 10. How about you?
Yo, this is sophisticated shit here. It's sophisticated.
Some real
wait, hold
high
on,
class.
Hold on. Wait. I got something for you, ass.
Oh, Christy has something for our ass, Jesse.
Yeah, I don't even want to know what that
is. Might want to stand up.
Yeah.
Well, in this case, you can lay down.
Oh, I don't know. What?
Wow.
I don't know what's going on.
All right, say something really stupid, because that's not hard for you.
Welcome to Wasted Time.
Oh, man, my room. Okay, ready? It's not going to work on this microphone.
Why?
What is this?
Well, you need me to plug it in?
Yeah, plug me in. Well, stick it in, Tommy.
Whoa, mine. Oh, my.
Is that the microphone?
Oh, good God.
All right, tight, I don't know what we're doing. What?
Shot.
That's it?
That's it. That's all I got.
Dude,
all
now
right,
you see why we don't have
really?
That technology.
I have.
Check it out.
You just made me plug in a... I don't know what
is that? Tell me what that
is. What?
Oh, Siri fucked you up, dude.
I know. Fuck you, Siri.
Wow.
Wow, should we interview Siri?
Yeah, let's do it.
We got
That's never been done.
We got to convince Sherry, a producer from the radio show,
to give us electricity.
To have this thing, the technology.
I know.
So I don't have to go down there for the volume.
Don't we still have Martin?
What the fuck is going on? Wherever the hell you're fucking recording, you're going under the table to adjust the sound.
Well, I went on the table and Chris said, stay there, don't come up.
Yeah, I bet.
In your face, sucker!
Literally. Good night.
So,
dude, we got it all here.
We got it all.
It's one app. It's 99 cents, for Christ's sake. You guys can do it.
Tell me the name of the app.
Bogarter.
This is like the second time I've like done this on an air. I want money from these people. It's called 100 Sounds.
100 Sounds.
Hey, Brian.
Yes.
When you first started doing comedy, fresh my memory, didn't you start at Al's Martin's little place on 22nd Street? Or
Main Street Comedy Cafe in Hackensack.
Hackensack?
Yes.
Not on 2nd Avenue?
No.
You know, Al Martin.
This one says free.
Yeah, no. I didn't start there.
No?
No.
Ads pop up.
Wait a minute. Right. Are there two Brian McFadden, two of them, or just you?
No, just me.
Oh, wow.
You're thinking of somebody else.
Anyway, no, because Al Martin used to have a place on 22nd.
What was it called?
New York Comedy Club.
Well, it's still there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you never did a show there?
Sure. Of course I did.
Yeah, and also on 2nd Avenue.
On purpose?
Well, no.
Yes. Even slept with someone to get a spot.
I think I opened for you. I think I used to be your opening act.
Yeah.
All through the 90s. I was high back then.
No,
right?
But I remember.
I used to be a female comic. I transitioned.
I remember.
Hey, Jesse, remember being part of the show?
Yeah, really.
Fuck yeah, I did.
Oh, my God. He looks so high.
He's like, look at these guys.
Pause,
I'm like, me and Jesse, you're like, hey, it's a great podcast we have. We're not even involved anymore.
Yeah.
He's high as
food. Angel and Brian are just talking about the old days. And
the old days, because I remember back in the days, Al Martin, to go on stage, you had to bring like 5 people.
What?
5 people, yeah. A relative or friend. And he looked at me, he goes, you bring 20. And I said, for Hispanic, that's not hard.
That's not hard,
that's
exactly.
That's one car.
Angel, you brought 78 people tonight, all right? I think. The half of that crowd was your crowd.
WTF. Yeah.
Who's that chick? Who's that girl?
Who?
The girl that sent me to
WTF.
That's
he's ready to fucking pounce. Who's that girl that just said
WTF?
I need to fuck her.
I thought it was a Chinese girl.
What?
I need to get her some yayo.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, yeah. I noticed something tonight.
What?
J.J. Ramirez is not as aggressive with the women like back in the old days. He toned down, right?
Does he have a girlfriend now or something?
No, he's just a little old and rusty.
Toned down.
Yeah?
Really?
Remember, I think he toned down.
Ray, remember how horny he was?
He was very aggressive.
Remember
yes.
how horny he
yes,
was?
Yes.
Was.
he's toned it down. He's lost the energy. He's lost his edge.
He lost the energy.
Yeah, he lost the edge.
Is he 60?
I'm not. You got me.
Ryan.
Yes.
JJ,
I'm falling off the chair.
You're going to ask me another question about a comedian that you think is me?
Ryan.
Yes. What about JJ?
JJ,
yes.
He goes out of town. He used to chase chicks. Out of after show in the parking lot.
I believe you.
Yeah. I believe it.
Yes.
Yeah. JJ used to bang chicks in the dumpster with the garbage one.
Yes, in the dumpster.
What here?
No.
If they're lucky,
no,
he got them
in the old wasted time.
No, in Lake Hopatcha, Lake Hopatcha, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Well, Jersey, that's why.
In Lodi? Where? Hasbro Heights? Where?
Lake Hopatcha.
Oh, Lake Hopatcha. In Lake Hopatcha.
Yeah, when he worked for the Balazzo. You never worked for the Balazzo?
I think I remember them.
Yeah?
There was a club called, what the hell was the club called over there in Lake Hopatcha?
Upper Deck.
Upper Deck, upper that's deck. Right. The Upper Deck.
Upper Deck.
I worked there.
But the worst first night started. Club, the worst nightclub ever in the whole world, it was like a rock
Betty's and roll Fireside.
Show. Oh, you beat me to the joke.
Betty's Fireside. I worked with Otto and George there.
Yeah.
That was
brutal.
It was unbelievable. It was horrible.
Did you stand up on the bar? Because we were just talking about that out there.
Yeah, stand up on the bar. And between the comedians and the audience with the bartender making drinks.
Yeah, there was a metal bar that surrounded the stage to keep the animals from tearing your limbs apart from the audience. It was horrible.
Remember,
would you perform behind chicken wire?
Yes. It was.
So Patrick Swayze at
Roadhouse. We begged for chicken wire at that place. Right?
I remember, I forgot his name, but this heavyset guy, about 300 pounds, opened for me.
Yeah.
And his first joke, I just broke out with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And some guy from the audience yelled, "We don't give a fuck about your personal life. Tell us some jokes, you fuck."
Yeah, and that was the owner of the club. That was the owner of the club.
That's my mom. Excuse
yeah,
that
me. Was the guys. That was the sweetest. That was the whatever. Yeah. Anyway, it's freezing in here. Are we
really?
Done? Yes.
We're preserving it for the
oh my
afterlife.
God! I never thought I'd hear that ever.
Yeah.
Look at that.
There
I just turned off the air conditioner.
Yeah. How are
now
we doing?
The podcast.
Oh wait a minute.
Oh
snap.
Are we doing?
I was going to say, now the podcast is going to sound weird because
now you can actually hear each other.
We had that consistent hum going before.
Yeah, who
now
knew?
It just sounds weird.
Well, anyway, this is we're here with comedy legend Angel Salazar. who work with someone who he thinks is me, but we haven't confirmed nor denied that. There's seven other Brian McFadden's running around. I'm using my middle name now because there's a singer with my name.
I got to hear the joke again that you told because I'm going back to Cleveland.
Yeah, I understand that.
How do you expect right Angel like to go back to Cleveland if he doesn't know how to tell your joke?
Believe me, I'm going to transcribe my entire act for him. So I got nothing else to do but write jokes for Angel.
Seriously.
I'm trying to get my own career off the ground, Angel. I appreciate it.
In a serious no, man.
He actually stole the naked bit from me.
Yeah.
Hanging on his, taking out his underwear.
Check it out.
Check it out. I was the first guy to do that.
Check it out?
I was much shorter when I first started.
No, but except that you.
But it wasn't working for you, Steve.
Yeah.
Bro. Except that when you do it naked, you at your height, you look like a unicorn.
Exactly.
Do it. Come on. Wow. Do it.
Jesse's bugging now. Yeah. Look at Jesse's bugging.
Do it. I have to go get a drink.
Aside from all the jokes, seriously, this is nice, man. You guys made it, and you're gonna expand.
It's gonna make it a little bigger. It's too small in here.
We're gonna bring the club into this.
Who's paying for this?
What's that? You are, Angel. We're asking for donations.
It's already paid for. Comic strip live. It's Comic Strip Live, Tiny Studios.
Richard Branson is funding this. Right? we're getting. We've got like a silent partner. Very silent. We haven't heard from him in the years, right?
Ever.
Yeah, ever, right? J.J. Ramirez is funding this entire operation.
Go! Exactly. Go!
Okay.
I've never...
All right, stop, stop. You're torturing me.
Can you do a Pacino dog deck afternoon? Arica!
Oh, I wish. Yeah. I can play records backwards.
Can you do Rocky Balboa?
Do what?
I'd like to. Rocky Balboa?
No, I only have whatever they offer me here.
Any famous movie you guys can do?
No, I just got what they got. Though now you're getting picky.
What are we?
I can't
afford. What are we? A freaking cinematic jukebox all of a sudden? Like, exactly. Do some for us.
Do it.
Anyway, listen, thank you for having me, guys. Yep. I'm going to go have a drink, Brian. Yeah, yeah. I need a drink.
Yep.
What? You don't have
me
a drink?
Both.
All right.
Yeah. Angel Salazar, ladies and gentlemen, comedy legend.
One only.
He will be at the...
love you, brother. See you soon, okay?
He'll be at Go Bananas he'll be at Betty's Fireside next week.
Yep. next week,
Lake Hepatcon at the upper deck in Lake Hepatcon if you have a time machine. Yep. Right?
Coming live from his mother's couch.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
Thank you, guys. Thank
Knock
you.
Him dead.
Thank
now.
You, Angel.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Angel.
It. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, guys.
I'll be out there in a second. Christy, thank you. I'll be out there in a second to drink with you guys.
Good luck on the show at the Bronx.
Oh, yeah.
In the Bronx.
I just hope I don't end up pregnant.
Check it out. I hope it. You already are just from talking about going to the Bronx.
He Cosby'd your drink, so watch yourself later.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Brian McFadden.
Yeah.
Jesse.
Yep. Is that it? Is that the show?
I don't know. I guess we should wrap it up. I think we're pretty much done.
I know. Yeah.
Right?
How much more? We wrung as much comedy as we could out of this.
I think so.
It was pretty good. We had DF telling stories. We had Angel Salazar.
Right, DF came in here.
Yeah, we did. Remember?
I forgot about that.
I know. It's amazing. It was 20 minutes ago. You've forgotten everything.
What the hell is that noise?
I have no idea what that noise is. Oh. I think it's... Somebody put
Of headphones. I'm like, either the phone's ringing. All right.
Yeah. Check it out.
James Mattern, good night.
Check it out.
Well, that's another episode of Wasted Time.
Wasted time, everybody.
There's no more appropriate name for this show.
Wasted.
Can I just say that?
All right, so... Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. This was definitely a thrown-together episode of Wasted Time.
Yeah, thrown together is an overstatement.
I'm happy with it, though. I'm fine.
No, I think this will be the highest-rated show we've ever had.
Jesse, you have any closing statements?
I'm awesome.
Awesome, that's it?
I'm awesome.
Brian?
Jesse, do you have jury duty? Anything coming up for you?
Yeah, I got that coming up next week.
All right, good.
He's guilty.
Yeah, there you go.
Brian?
I'm going to Aruba. We'll be in Aruba with Ray Allen. And
Ray Allen game?
Yeah, I'm doing Ray Allen
time
game.
Of year again? Yeah,
about that time of year again.
You're not scheduled here, are you?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Did you get the phone call next week?
I'm on the beach in Aruba. Hey, I'm not making it.
Yeah, I know.
I'm tired of those phone calls.
All right, well, you book me then.
Okay.
I got shit to do. All right. This has been wasted time.
Wasted time, off. Everybody. Jesse, good night.
Peace out.
Good night to you.
Peace out.
All right, buddy.
Kids stand lit like a Zippo. You hating that on trip, bro. It's great because you bitch know. Cup of Henny, I sip slow to spins, yo. Hit the stage to bust a rhyme, call me flip mode. This, that, the other, I'ma make it happen. Travel all around the country in a station wagon. Take it back, you're reminiscing all your favorite classics. My words